My goodness.
It is time to help the kids. Before it was blessings in a backpack, now it's Crusade for Children. We all know about Crusade for Children, and WHAS has been part of that for a million years. And we're going to continue that with our Crusade for Children trivia contest every single week. And we bring in one of our favorite members of the air staff. Her name is Haley Hansen. What's up, Haley Boo?
Excuse me, one of your favorite?
You know what? I have so many children, I just
can't pick a favorite. You are the meanest person I've ever met.
Mm-hmm. How are you, by the way?
I'm good. I'm caffeinated. I'm ready to kick some butt and get some money for kids.
Just caffeinated?
Just caffeinated.
Okay, all right, all right.
As of right now, I can't say by the end of this I'll still be just caffeinated, but you know.
How is the blind three-legged dog you got?
Oh my God, she died.
No, don't, no.
What?
She literally died, Tony, like months ago.
Are you serious? What happened?
This is so Tony.
Did you not follow me on Facebook?
No, I didn't see it. What, you killed the dog?
We had to put her down. She had a rare disease called hydrocephalus, and there was a bunch of fluid surrounding her brain, and she kept having uncontrollable seizures.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, so that's a good way to lighten the mood, Tony.
So you're
How did
terrible.
You, not know this?
You killed your dog. You're a terrible parent.
Technically, yes. I guess literally we were there for it. Well, we didn't kill her. The vet did. She's the one.
Oh my God.
You know, I think you mean, oh my dog.
Oh,
way to go, Tony.
I did it. You know what?
You've done this before.
I was wondering. I was like, I haven't seen any pictures of that cute little blind dog that they adopted.
Oh, my God.
Where is that little cute bugger?
We had her for like 2.5 weeks, I think, before we had to put her down.
This is why y'all don't have plans.
Way to go, Tony.
This reminds me, Haley, there was a time when Tony was getting his hair cut. And he was making fun and going on and on and on about, why haven't you been here? My hair's getting too long. What's wrong with you? Blah, blah. And she says, let me stop you. My brother died.
Yeah, it's true.
Tony.
Let me tell you, and you know I'm a little loud. So, I mean, it's the salon is packed, and she's standing there. Like, you know how they come to you right when they say, okay, John, it's your turn, or Tony, it's your turn, right? So she comes up to me, and the room is packed. And I go, where have you been? Seriously, who takes off a couple of weeks? My hair's getting long. I look terrible.
Tony.
Look, I got to fix up the moneymaker. What's the deal with you, Mrs. Selfish? And she was like, I'm sorry. I have to stop you. My brother died.
Was she cool about it, or was she, like, very upset?
No, she was just like, and let's please forget it right now. Let's just, come on, let's go.
Yep.
And I
and
sat
got a mohawk.
Chair. What do you, like, and now, this was not post-haircut. It was pre-haircut.
Oh,
so I had to sit in the chair, and I was just like, how many times she can go, I'm so sorry.
Out comes a straight
and
razor.
Their mouth was just agape, and it was just like, oh my God. I left there just going, well, there you go.
Yeah, whoopsies.
Now you understand, Haley.
There we go.
Yeah,
sorry,
my goodness.
Sorry about
my goodness.
Okay,
thanks.
Let's play
the
music.
I appreciate it.
My
there
goodness.
You go. Okay. All right. We usually have three brains to share, but it's just going to be one and a half. So it's Dave and Haley.
Very good.
It's Dave and Haley.
You snorted yourself.
All right, here we go.
Okay,
10 questions. The total is up to $340. If you guys get it all, if you get 8 out of 10, I'll give $360. So I'll bump it up by 20 points.
All right,
right. All right. All right, number one, which one of these does not have a brain? Butterfly, a cod, or a sea star?
Oh, Dave, we're going to not get this money for these kids, are we?
Yeah. Butterfly,
oh, no.
A cod, a fish, a female fish, Ray, a pocketful of sun. I'm going to go with the sea creature, Haley. I'm not positive on this.
Yeah, I feel like that's a trick question, but I'm with you on it. Let's go with the sea star.
Final answer?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. That's right. Sea star is it.
Hercules.
Butterfly and a cod. A butterfly. That was the only other choice because you know the cod, the fish has a brain. So
and a butterfly is too cute not to.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
right.
No, butterflies are terrors. I hate them.
What?
How could you hate?
They're
what?
So scary. They're so scary with their tiny little faces and their beady little eyes in their hands. I hate butterflies. I hate them.
You got to walk through the butterfly exhibit at the zoo. They land on you. It's awesome.
I hate it. I start screaming. I honestly cannot stand butterflies.
Question number two, you sick person. The prime meridian is 0 degrees longitude. True or false?
The prime meridian?
Meridian.
Prime meridian, yeah, it's a zero factor. It's where you start and you count from the zero, so yes.
Yeah, so
longitude
zero, right.
Zero, yes, prime meridian.
Final answer, true?
True.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. That is correct. You guys are 2-0 for guessing. I think you both were getting. No, actually.
That's 50-50,
so. Yeah. You had a good one there. All right, number three, the U.S. Secret Service was set up in order to combat counterfeit money. True or false? That was their original job for the U.S. Secret Service, was to combat the counterfeit money deals they used to have back then. True or false?
Oh, Dave, this seems more up your alley.
I'm trying to think back to what was the movie, The Untouchables.
I was just thinking, I'm sure, yeah, because of money laundering, right?
Yeah, but was that the Secret Service? This is another 50-50 shot. I'm going to say yes on this, Haley.
True,
I'm not positive.
True. I think true.
Final answer, true?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay!
Oh,
that's right. The U.S.
Okay.
Secret Service was originally set up to combat counterfeit money, and then they morphed into other jobs. Here we go.
Yep.
In what card game is each of the four players allocated a point on a compass? In what card game is each of the four players allocated a point on a compass?
A card game of north, south, east, and west would...
I'm drawing blanks here.
I'm trying to think of card games, and none of them involve compasses.
You know, I'll guess bridge because it's a fairly complicated game. I don't know that that's right, Haley, but
I've never played bridge, so I'll go with you. Yeah, sure. Bridge.
Final answer, bridge?
Yeah.
Dave, you are holding us.
Yes, the partners are split up. Two are north and south, and the other are east and west.
They actually have a bridge column still in the features section of the Courier Journal. Well, probably where I saw that.
Dude, that's a popular game. Old ladies be loving it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one is you're going to total have to guess on this one.
Okay.
There's no way you know it unless it's something random. Canada has how many time zones? Four? Five or six?
Oh, a snort.
Canada has how many time zones? Four, five, or six?
I usually guess the one in the middle, Haley, when it's a choice of three.
That's what I was just thinking. I feel like I'm in high school again. Let's go with five. We'll go with the middle.
We'll go five.
With the one in the
middle.
You sure? Of course not. This is
don't say that.
Total guess.
It's six. Canada's kind of big. They're in six time zones. That's exactly right.
I got a
right.
question for you, Tony. Where does Canada keep its armies?
In America.
In its sleeveys.
Oh, Lord. What song, question number six, you've only got one wrong. What song is played in the eighth inning of every Boston Red Sox game at Fenway Park?
Sweet Caroline.
Good times never seem so good.
That is correct.
So good. I've been inclined.
All right, you all are going to... All right, get a pen and paper on this one.
Okay? Oh, no, not a word problem.
Here we go. No. I just need you to go name four of the eight original V8 juice vegetables.
Tomato.
For the original V8s.
Yeah, we'll go tomato.
Tomato, carrot, ding. Celery.
Celery.
Ding, ding.
And we need a fourth one. What's another good veggie?
Spinach.
Ding. That's right. You got it. Yes, you
we
got it.
We can be healthy sometimes.
Isn't like watercress in there too or something like that?
You're correct. Beets, carrots, celery, lettuce, parsley. For some reason, spinach, tomato, and watercress.
There you go.
Dang, good one, Dave.
I'm one of those people. I don't like Bloody Mary, and I don't like V8s.
Oh, love them.
My mom makes her famous tomato sauce with V8.
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh, well, that might be something different. Yeah.
The hot and spicy is good.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have still only missed one.
Okay.
On question 8.
Okay.
Adam Sandler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Cameron Diaz have all appeared on what Emmy Award-winning children's show?
That's got to be Sesame Street. Got to be.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Yay. It's Sesame Street. There we go. All right. Two more to go.
Two more.
All you got to do is get one of these next two, and the money goes to the Crusade for Children.
Sweet.
Haley Hansen and Dave Jennings sharing a brain. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
If you are dining al fresco, in which way are you eating? Outdoors?
Bingo.
In the nude? Or with a companion?
Outside.
Haley, are you agreeing with this?
All I can think of is all of the dirty jokes Dwight would be making right now.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
So, whatever Dave says.
Yep, al fresco is outside.
Outside, yeah.
I think 90% of people would have chosen nude.
Now that's au naturel.
Yes, al fresco in Italian actually means outdoors in the fresh air.
There you go.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, yay!
Okay, so bonus question: since you've already got 8 of the 10, you're good to go. Is 10 miles farther than 15 kilometers?
No. Don't do this to me.
Is 10 miles farther than 15 kilometers?
I think so. I think 10 miles is longer than 15.
Let's see. Hold on. A 5K is about, what, 2.6 miles? So
I don't know.
5K is like 2.6 miles. Do the question again.
Is 10 miles farther than 15 kilometers?
So 2.6, that's about 4. Yes.
The answer is yes. 10 miles is roughly 16 kilometers, so you got it right. There you go. You got 9 out of 10, and you only had 1.5 brains.
Yay!
Fantastic job, kids. And the money goes to the kids. We are up to $360 that I am responsible for the Crusade for Children, because you all are smart, and I got to start getting harder questions.
Good job, Haley.
Hey, I'm sorry about your dog.
What happened to Haley?
Haley, did she go? Did she disconnect?
I guess. I'm trying to queue up Blame Canada here because I probably can't do that, though.
I can't believe I didn't know about her dog.
Because we would have had 10 out of 10, if not for those Canadians.
The damn Canadians.
Oh, I remember. This is, okay, Robin Williams. So Blame Canada was in Bigger, Longer, Uncut from South Park.
Yes.
And they had Robin Williams come out and do it. Because it was nominated for Song of the Year.
I see that you're thinking and you're searching. There it is.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fight and curse. Should we blame the government or blame society? Or should we blame the images on TV? Now, blame Canada!
That's why we didn't get 10 out of 10. They're stupid time zones.
All right, man. Thank you, Haley Hansen, for checking in and getting money for the kids. Dave Jennings, Tony Vannetti. News Radio 840 WHAS.
My fingers crossed here.
Yeah, me too.
But now when he sees me, he tells me to myself.
WHAS.
Oh, everyone.
Yes.
Right now needs a little of this. In any time in history, I think we all could use a little Christmas spirit.
Without a doubt. This is COVID. This is no family at Christmas time. This is no Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the KFC Yum Center.
Darn it.
For the first time in about a billion years. Thank you, COVID.
COVID. But there's going to be a way you can still enjoy it. Let's bring in Jeff Plate from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Jeff, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We, awesome. Man, let me tell you, I don't have to tell you, dude. If any year we needed y'all, it's this year, Jeff. Please echo that sentiment.
Well, we're gonna be able to make that happen. It's not gonna be in the traditional sense, but we'll be able to do that.
Before we get to that, Jeff, I always love rock bands and their stories and how they were founded. I'm imagining guys getting together, Paul O'Neill, who we sadly lost in 2017. But guys getting around and going, guys, I'm thinking we need a new direction with the band. Hear me out. I'm thinking symphonic metal rock opera. And the guys are like, it's been done before. No, hear me out. We're doing original Christmas music. Oh, come on. What are you talking about? How did that go at the beginning?
So you mentioned Paul O'Neill, and he was the producer, manager, the lyricist for the band Savatage. So what Paul was doing in Savatage was really kind of a precursor to what became the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And his whole idea for TSO was banging around in his head since the 80s. You know, he was always fascinated with Broadway and rock and theater and storytelling. And, you know, he just had this vision of putting this all together. So I had just joined Savatage in 1994, and the first record that I did with the band was called Dead Winter Dead, which was a concept story on the war that was going on in Yugoslavia. And this was something that Paul really felt terribly about. And so anyhow, he wrote this concept record, which in itself was all cool. You know, everything seemed to be par for the course. And, of course, it was my first rodeo in the studio, and I was like, hey, whatever. But then he brought up the idea of this Christmas song. And I remember all of us kind of looking at each other like, what? what
right.
Is he thinking? And he went round and round with John Oliva, who was the founder of the band Savatage. And, you know, honestly, when I heard the first version of it, I thought, wow, that is really cool. I mean, it's heavy as anything, and I never heard anything like it. But still, the idea of this song being on this record was, it seemed odd. But the odd thing was, when that record was released, that song just took off in a completely different direction, and here we are 20 years later, and we're still riding the power of that song.
And you're humongous. I mean, it is amazing. It really is unreal. Look, and to that note, you know, I remember listening to the Oasis guy, one of the two brothers, that said, "People don't know what they want until you give it to them." So, you know, you come up with something new, and that's really the neat story here, is that you music's been being played for how long? How long have we been around on Earth? So you guys came up with this, and it's got to feel good that this thing just translates to so many different types of people, Jeff.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. It's just become something for everybody. And to your point, I think when that song hit the airwaves, everybody was like, whoa. Where did that come from? And, you know, just the oddity of it, I think, made people curious. And then once they got into the song, and once TSO recorded Christmas Eve and Other Stories, and they were to hear the thing in context with that whole album, you know, everything just took off in a direction I don't think any of us could have imagined. But it has become something for everybody, like I mentioned. And when we first started touring, we had no idea what was coming down the road. You know, we knew that the music itself was a hit. People were really digging it and buying the CDs, but how was this thing going to translate live? And, you know, Paul O'Neill wrote this beautiful story that just literally connected with everybody, and it snowballed into what we're doing now.
Talking with Jeff Plate, drummer and original member of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. No, it's not a bunch of Russian guys. You might have thought that by the name, but that is not the case. So, you see a lot of times with TV shows, sometimes they're not expecting a second season. Those second seasons kind of weak. When you guys had this first album take off, were you surprised to go in to do a second one?
No, because the first one was literally a hit. I mean, Christmas Eve Sarajevo was a hit song. But when that CD come out, you know, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, Christmas Eve Sarajevo, you know, all the songs on that record really connected with a lot of people. And we had just a great response when it come to the CD. So it was obvious a second CD was in the works, you know, immediately after the fact. which was The Christmas Attic, and that also did quite well. And then we released Beethoven's Last Night, which was a non-holiday CD. But those three CDs led up to what would be our first tour in 1999. And like I mentioned, musically we knew we had something, but the live part of this was a complete mystery. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, no, we're not a bunch of Russians, and we are certainly not your more traditional orchestra either. And when I walked out on that stage and looked in the audience, you know, there was people in Metallica shirts, there was families, mm-hmm. there was people dressed to the nines and probably expecting your traditional orchestra. And at the end of that show, everybody gave us a standing ovation. I was like, wow, I can't believe what just happened. But, yeah, it touched everybody.
Yeah, we're getting older, though. I did, you speak of the orchestra, I did a little song. Like, they had Pink Floyd night, and they said, hey, can you conduct one of the songs just as a goof? And I said, yeah. And so when I got up there on stage, I looked around, and everyone in the orchestra was younger than I was. And I was like, what the hell's? What the hell's going on? Okay, so transsiberian.com, I'm on there right now. You've got a lot of these Christmas Eve and other stories, and, of course, a ton of the music and gear you can get here, merchandise, T-shirts, hats, everything else. And, of course, you can order up the stream music. So what you guys got together, you saw COVID hit, and obviously this is what you do. So what was the thought pattern, and what did you guys come up with? So what are we going to do this Christmas?
Well, that was the big question. What are we going to do? Are we going to do anything? And can we do anything? And, you know, obviously with COVID and all the danger that surrounds that, you know, mainly how are we going to do this and be safe? You know, we don't want to get anybody sick, obviously. We just don't want to put anybody in jeopardy. But we kind of, the management just started looking around. And you looked at, you know, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, how are these guys pulling this off? And it was really a matter of being in a bubble. And that was something that we kind of had to come to grips with. If we were going to do anything, we had to put something together that was going to be in that format. And, you know, obviously when the tour was announced, it was not going to happen. It was quite a punch in the gut. It's all I've known for the last 20 years. But nonetheless, we're going to be able to bring TSO to the fans regardless this year. You know, we're going to make this work.
And it's really affordable. I mean, I've seen some of the things, like Garth Brooks does a tour, and it's like, I'm sorry, how much? How much do you want for me to go to a drive-in and watch this? So for $30, you guys are going to do the full production. So what you do is you find someone in your circle of friends who has the biggest, baddest sound system, and you pay your $30, and you all get together and do the show. So where are you going to hold this?
We are going to be filming this in Nashville. There is a theater soundstage that is set up for this. And, you know, obviously if you've seen TSO Live, you know what we bring to the flight deck, as Paul would say. Pretty much anything and everything. So we're not going to be able to bring this massive production to the TV screen. But it's going to be something spectacular because it wouldn't be TSO if it was anything less.
Jeff Plate from TSO, we appreciate your time. How do people sign up? You just go to the website to click on all that. How do they get the broadcast on the 18th?
Well, the broadcast, the live stream is going to be December 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a Friday. You can go to trans-siberian.com for tickets, and, you know, there's some other packages and stuff available there too. You can also go to tsolivestream.com, and the same stuff is available there, but yeah, we'll be performing Christmas Eve and Other Stories, which was, you know, the first CD that we released. And this is going to be something else. You know, this is something that we never expected to have to do, but this is what it is. And we feel very confident about this. And, you know, it's funny, you were just talking, and I literally was just saying to my wife before I called you that when I get done doing this, I'm looking forward to coming home in watching it on our sound system, on the television. I'm going to crank up the lights and the candles and just sit there and blast it. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
As nervous as we are about all this, I know it's going to be great.
One more thing. Any studio projects in the works? I love Letters from the Labyrinth. That was kind of a non-Christmas album you did several years ago. Anything like that coming up?
You know, there was always a number of things going on. And obviously, when we lost Paul, that just really threw everything off track. And then once things started getting back on track, then COVID hit. So then the studio got shut down. So You know, there's a number of things that we have been talking about and working on. Paul was quite close to finishing up a couple of his projects, and we're going to focus on that once the dust clears here. But, you know, TSL is, we're not going anywhere. This 2020 is going to end. We're going to get out of this mess, and we'll get things back to normal and hopefully get back on the road.
Awesome.
Awesome, man. So part of people's holidays. They can't do their holidays without it. It's a tradition. Thank you, Jeff Plate, man, for joining us today. We appreciate your work.
You got it. Take care.
Thank you, Jeff.
T-Bud.
See ya.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, man.
They're going to do that album Christmas, their first album that we just talked about, in its entirety. Christmas Eve and Other Stories Live, December the 18th. Only $30.
Awesome. Yeah, I got a couple of friends that really invested in homes that have these huge theater rooms. And that's becoming the norm, not the exception. And you got to watch it on one of those. Great point, Dave, on that one is get over to your buddies that has a theater room and crank it up and watch it.
No.
And get dressed up.
No box, you know? TVs with TV speakers.
No.
Come on, man.
No. And you know what? And get dressed up and go out. I mean, you know. It's important at some point we get to wear pants. All right. We missed Will Clark today because he is in Nashville covering the presidential election. I didn't even know that is where the location is today, is in Nashville.
Yeah, it's at Belmont University. They actually have a decent basketball team. You wouldn't think so. But, yeah, Will will cover the debate for us. I'm not sure we'll have time to check in with him, maybe for a minute or two.
Right. Sure. Yeah. But that'll be interesting tonight. It's the last debate before the election, and I don't know how this is all going to work, whether they mute the mic and they're going to try to do that at the beginning to where each person has 2 minutes to talk, and whether people are speculating whether people are going to run over to the other mic or just try to scream over to the other mic.
What I'm curious about is, let's say they talk about climate change. President Trump, you have 2 minutes. Well, first of all, Joe, you and your son are being investigated by the FBI. Mute. I wonder if they're going to mute when they get off topic and not just interrupt.
No. No, I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they'll do that because that's just a tactic that politicians have used for a year. You never answered the question. Now, some moderators are good and they'll stop and say, I'm sorry. You know, you're not answering the question. You're talking about Biden's son. You're not talking about whatever, global warming. So what's the deal? So
it's going to be fascinating.
Forever. The best politicians are the ones to answer a question by not answering the question.
True.
It's what they do.
What are you for? I don't know after 2 hours.
And that's how football coaches do, and basketball coaches do the same thing at a very high level. They never answer the damn question that you asked, or it's just some random weird answer going, well, thank you for nothing, coach, for that answer. All right, man. That was a cool interview.
Yeah, good dude.
Jeff Plate, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I wanted to ask him how he felt when the dish ran away with the spoon, but I thought, no, probably not.
No, don't do that. Back after this. News Radio at 840 WHAS.